May 21, 1925. How corruption is a cloud before the sun of the divine will. I was thinking to myself, and almost lamenting to my adorable Jesus, that sometimes he works in such a way that he comes and makes me suffer in the presence of the confessor. And as much as I try to resist falling into that state of loss of consciousness and of sufferings, it is impossible for me. And I say to Jesus, my love, there was time last night, and there is time today for you to come and make me suffer. For now, since the confessor is here, let me be free. Afterwards, you will do whatever you want, I will be at your disposal. But, no. I speak in vain. An irresistible force surprises me and puts me in a state as if I were dying. So I was lamenting to Jesus about this, and I prayed that he would not allow it. And he, all goodness, told me, my daughter, if I allow it, it is because of the firmness of the confessor, who does not cease to pray me to make you suffer, always for the purpose of my glory, and of appeasing me. If I did not concur, I would remain dishonored in you, and you would cause doubts about the truths which I manifested to you, both on my will and on the other virtues. One could say, where is the obedience of the victim, in whom the very nature must be transformed into what obedience wants? So, you do not realize that, by refusing this which I am working, you would come to dishonor me, and to make them stop believing that it is I who speak and operate in you. Furthermore, you must know that in order to entrust to you the mission of my will, if I did not remove from you the original sin, as I did with my beloved mama, I removed from you the tendency of concupiscence and the seed of corruption, because it befitted the decorum and the sanctity of my will not to take its place in a corrupted will and nature. These would have been like clouds before the sun of my will, and the knowledges of it, like rays, would not have penetrated, and would not have taken possession of your soul. Now, since my will is in you, all heaven, the most holy Virgin, all the saints and angels, are bound to you, because my will is life of each one of them. Therefore, when you hesitate, even slightly, or when you reflect on whether you should adhere or not, heaven and earth feel their foundations being shaken, because that will which is life of all and which, because of its highest goodness, wants to reign in you as in heaven, does not have its full dominion, its just honor. Therefore I recommend to you, never again call your will to life. If you want your Jesus to be honored in you, and my will to have its full dominion, I remain frightened in hearing of the great evil I do by merely reflecting on whether I should surrender or not to what Jesus wants from me, even though I always end up surrendering. What would happen if, may this never be, I did not surrender? I felt distressed, fearing I might do that. And my adorable Jesus, having compassion for my distress, as I felt crushed, fearing that, may this never be, I might not always do his most holy will, came back and told me, my daughter, courage, do not fear. I told you this, and I showed you how all of heaven is bound to that will of mine which reigns in you, so that you may never surrender to your will, since the divine will and the human will are the fiercest enemies of each other. And since the divine will is stronger, holier, more immense, it is convenient for the enemy, the human will, to be under it, at its feet, and to serve as the footstool of the divine will. In fact, one who must live in my will should not consider himself a terrestrial citizen. Rather, he should consider himself a citizen of heaven. And it is with just reason that all the blessed feel shaken, because one who lives with their same will, is thinking of letting the human will enter the field, cause of disorder, which has never entered the celestial regions. You must be convinced of the fact that by living of my will, the life of your will is ended, it no longer has reason to exist. This is why I have told you many times that living in my will is very different from just doing my will. These are free to give it and to take it back, because they live as terrestrial citizens, while one who lives in it is bound to an eternal point, flows together with my will, and is surrounded by an unconquerable fortress. Therefore, Do not fear, and be attentive. Then, as though wanting to cheer me and to strengthen me in his most holy will, he took my hand in his and told me, My daughter, come and be around in my will. See, my will is one, but it flows in all created things, as though divided, but without being divided. Look at the stars, the blue heavens, the sun, the moon, the plants, the flowers, the fruits, the fields, the earth, the sea, everything and everyone. In each thing there is an act of my will, and not only an act, but my will has remained in each created thing as the preserver of my own act. My will does not want to remain alone in its act, but wants the company of your act, it wants your return. This is why I placed you in my will, that you may keep company to my acts, and together with my will, you will want whatever I want, that the stars twinkle, that the sun fill the earth with light, that the plants bloom, that the field become golden, that the bird warble, that the sea murmur, that the fish dart. In sum, you will want whatever I want, and so my will no longer feel alone in the created things, but will feel the company of your acts. Therefore, go around each created thing, and make yourself act for every act of my will. This is to live in my will, never to leave your Creator alone, to admire all of his works, and to give to him, in return for his divine acts, the little acts of a creature. I don't know how, I found myself in that immense void of light, in order to find all of those acts which came out of the will of God, to place in them my return, as act of adoration, of praise, of love, and of thanksgiving. Then, I found myself inside myself.